Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I am Jim Rome. Welcome back. We are talking golf, and I'm pumped to do so. This is a great story. We are joined right now by PGA Tour rookie, winner of the Puerto Rican Open, first rookie to win on tour in 2019-20, first Norwegian to win on the PGA Tour, winner of the 2018 U.S. Amateur, the low amateur at the 2019 Masters and U.S. Open. He broke Jack Nicklaus's U.S. Open scoring record for an amateur, and you've got the Honda Classic getting it away tomorrow at PGA National Resort and Spa. Victor Hovland is my guest. Victor, it's good to have you on. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Good.
How are you?
Good. I'm great, Victor. Great to have you. So let me ask you, you were the leader after 54 holes. So what kind of thoughts and emotions were you having as you hit the course on Sunday?
I obviously felt really nervous. It's the first time leading after three rounds. And certainly my mind kind of raced off to, it's a real possibility that I might win tomorrow, but I was really confident after the way I played the first three rounds, and I'd say that really calmed me down.
And then on number 10, you chip in for birdie, which gave you a three-shot lead. So a three-shot lead after 10, what were you thinking at that point?
I didn't really know I was up by three. I saw after, I think it was after after ninth hole, I think, I didn't even look there. I can't remember which what hole I looked at the scoreboard. Maybe after eight, I think, and we were tied. So then after nine, there were no scoreboards there. And on 10, after I chipped in, I thought I just took the lead by one, or maybe it was tied. But then later found out that I was actually up by three. So after the triple bogey on 11, I thought it was at least trailing by two or three. But then on 14 tee, I checked, and so we were tied. So I was pretty surprised to see that, actually. I didn't really know where I was standing.
Victor Hovland joining us. All right, so you mentioned number 11. Things did not go so well there. You had that tough tee shot. You had a pair of less than ideal chips. You had the missed putt. Suddenly, you've got a triple bogey that dropped you back into that tie. So at that point, what were you thinking?
Was certainly not very happy, but I knew I was playing too well to kind of not give up, but really get down on myself. I knew that there's plenty of birdie opportunities coming in, and I knew if I just keep hitting my iron shots and maybe get a few putts to drop, I was right back in it.
Victor Hovland, my guess, it seems to me a lot of guys in your spot might have crumbled, might have fallen back the last few holes. That's not what happened. The story also goes that a little while back, you and your caddy, Shane Knight, had a conversation about the expectations that were on your shoulders. What was that conversation like, and how valuable was that to you?
It was just pretty general talk about, okay, you just got to kind of stay within yourself and obviously that week I played really well, and I just kind of had to, you know, keep hitting my shots and not really get my head out of the tournament. It's so easy to kind of let your mind start to wander around and start thinking ifs and buts, but I was really proud of the way I was kind of in the moment throughout that week. Even with that triple bogey, I didn't really let that really get to me. Obviously it wasn't great, but I was able to stay within the moment and kind of take advantage of it.
Absolutely. As an example, Josh Teeter, who was playing ahead of you, birdied 15 to take the lead, so you had to do something in response, and sure enough, you chip in on 15 for an eagle to rip the lead back. How huge was that hole for you?
Yeah, I hit a great drive and the win. That final round kind of switched in the end there, so it was downwind, and we were able to reach it. Had a two iron, kind of flared it right, and wasn't an ideal spot. And I just tried to hit a bump and run, kind of roll through the fairway, and I got a little lucky with the bounces there, and it just rolled straight in.
Victor Hovland joining us. And then Teeter, of course, bounces right back. He birdies 17 to tie it again. He finishes with a par on 18. And then you have that 30-foot putt for birdie and the win on 18. So what's going through your mind as you're standing over that putt? And then what did it feel like when it went down and you had your first PGA Tour win?
Yeah, I was standing over the putt, and I was kind of thinking back at all the putts that I'd missed. I realized I'd left a lot of the putts that I missed short. And especially with all the rain that was coming down in the end, the only thing I said to myself was, okay, I'm not leaving this short. And I gave it a good whack, and 6-7 feet out, it looked like it was in the middle of the hole, and I raised my hand and hit the back of the hole pretty hard, and good thing it hit the hole.
Jugged it. No, that was something. That was a great moment. And then the PGA Tour tweets out the radio call from Norway of your winning putt, and it's just awesome. I mean, the announcers are going wild when the putt goes in. You're the first PGA Tour winner from Norway. What does that mean to you, and how much pride is there for you in that accomplishment?
Yeah, obviously, just to be a winner is great, but golf is a very small sport in Norway. We obviously have a lot of snow back home, and the opportunities to play golf are somewhat limited. But hopefully, if that can impact kind of the sport back home in any way, that's really cool to kind of be a part of.
I mean, Victor, it's amazing how far you've come, and it seems like, I don't know how it feels to you, it would seem like in real time it was a rather short period of time, but the story goes that your father took up golf when he was working as an engineer in the United States. So when did you first start playing, and what did you like about it?
I think I was about 3 or 4 when I first hit my first shots. But I would only play kind of casually, but I was... When I was 11, 12, that's kind of when I asked my dad that I wanted to practice in the winters, hit balls indoors and kind of take it to the next level. It's hard to say, really. I did Taekwondo and I did soccer at the time, but I really felt like I excelled more at golf and I wanted to try to get better there.
All right, so you went to Oklahoma State. It's a powerhouse for college golfers. Almost every pro that I've talked to loved his days and playing college golf. What were those days like for you?
Yeah, best 3 years of my life, I'd say. Just being a part of the team and with great coaches and, you know, traveling to awesome events and representing something more than yourself. There's a lot of pride there and obviously made a ton of friends and memories for the rest of my life.
Victor Hovland joins me for another moment or two. So that was a great time of your life, but it seems like you're always having a great time. It seems like you have a great connection with the fans already. So what's life on tour been like so far? Has it been what you expected?
There's certainly a bigger circus than what I expected. It's been kind of shocking to go all these different places and seeing people know who I am. If it's Japan or Puerto Rico or in Europe, it's been kind of crazy. It's only a good thing. It means that you're doing something right.
Now that win means that you've got a full tour exemption through the 21-22 season. You've got spots in the PGA Championship and the Players Championship. I understand that you still have a lot more goals in front of you, but how good does it feel to know that you have that exemption and the spots in those tourneys?
Yeah, it's definitely a sense of relief in a little way where, you know, instead of kind of just playing in every single tournament that you get into, you can kind of start a schedule and playing what you want to and what you feel like your game kind of suits better. And obviously just gives you, you know, more of a protection to where you can just go all out.
He is a PGA Tour rookie, the winner of the Puerto Rican Open, the first rookie to win on tour in 2019-2020, and the Honda Classic gets underway tomorrow at the PGA National Resort and Spa. Victor Hovland, my guest. Victor, congrats on the win. Really nice to have you on the show. Thanks so much for doing that.
Thanks for having me. All the best.
You too. All the best. Victor Hovland, he is just 22 and gets his first PGA Tour win in his 17th start. Man, that world's got to be spinning so fast. Like you said, all of a sudden he goes everywhere. worldwide and people know who he is. And the circus is a little bigger than he expected. It's a great story.